We're going to begin the Daf Yomi Shir today, Daf Nun He. And we're up on top. Ubechol Mokom Talmidei Chachamim Betelim Mimalacha B'Tishabav. Only Talmidei Chachamim, the Tanakhama claim, should, in a Mokom where they don't have the minug of abstaining from Malacha, should abstain from Malacha, because of the intense feeling of avelus that a Talmud Chacham feels over the loss of the Beis Hamikdash. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Li'olam Yase Odom Atzmo Talmud Chacham. Anybody could make himself into a Talmud Chacham. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, on the other hand, he's of the opinion that everyone should make themselves into a Talmud Chacham, should abstain from Malacha on Tisha B'Av. So the Gemara says, L'meimra, de Rav Shimon Gamliel Sovar, lo chai shinin liora. Does Rav Shimon Gamliel maintain the position that whenever you want to take upon yourself an extra act of piety, you should be encouraged to do so? We're not worried that it looks like gaiva on your part. But Rabbanan Savi chai shinin liora. We're not going to encourage you, we're going to even forbid you from taking on extra chumros, because it looks like you're a Baal Gaiva. You're not on that level. You're not a Talmud Chacham. For Ibcha Shamin and Luhu, we have a mission in Brachos. Chasan, we say that a chasan on the night of his wedding, he's marrying a Besula. He has a mitzvah Bir Rishona. He's Tarud. He won't be able to concentrate on Kriyat Shema. Im Yirtzeh, if he comes forward and says, I would like to read Kriyat Shema, Likros Kriyat Shema Belayla Rishona. So the Mishnah records a machlokas. The Tanakhama says, Kore, go ahead, make yourself into this super pious person that can concentrate. You know, you see that Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim requires a tremendous concentration. And go ahead and do so. You know, we're not worried about you or, you know, your other people, maybe in your situation, would be able to have kavon. But if Shim Gamliel Omar, lo kol arotza litol sashem yito. Not everyone could say, well, I'm capable of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim on the night of my wedding, and therefore you're showing yourself to be a Baal Gaiva, and that's Yura. And here, it's exactly the opposite of what we have in our Mishnah. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Muchlefes Hashita. Rabbi Yochanan says we have no choice, but we have to assume that there was a mistake here in the transmission, and either Rabbi Gamliel will consistently be choshesh for Yura, like he was in the case of Kriyat Shema, or on the contrary, Rabbi Gamliel consistently is not worried about Yura, as is recorded in our Mishnah, with regard to the abstaining from Malacha on Tisha. Rav Shisha, Breder of Idi Omar, Lo Tepach. There's no contradiction here we can reconcile. The Rabbanan, the Rabbanan Lo Kasha, Hacha, in the case of our Mishnah, with regard to being batel from Malacha on Tisha B'Av, in a makom shenagu lasos Malacha, came into Kuliyama avdi Malacha, v'iulo avid. Everyone's involved in Malacha. Everyone's out there at the desk, at their work, and he doesn't show up. Is therefore mechse kiyura. There for sure, the Rabbanan hold in our Mishnah, he's not a Talmud Chacham. He's praving avelus for the churban when he doesn't really genuinely feel that avelus. That's yura. Aval hacha came under kuliyama kari. Most people, everybody reads kriyat shema. V'iyu nami kari, he's doing exactly what everyone else would do, except that he's a chasan, is lo mechzik yura. That's not called gaiva. And Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel lokasha, there's no stira. Why? Chasan who Dibbe'inan kavana. You can't just say, wait, everybody the whole year round recites Kriyat Shema with kavana. I'm going to do it on the night of my wedding. That's already yura. You don't have the capability. You're not the great saint that you can have kavana. Anan Sadi, we're going to testify, Dolo Motzi Kivuni Daite. He's not capable. He's Torah and Bilas Mitzvah. He cannot have kavana. Therefore, Mitzvah yura. Aval Hacha. All right, everyone's doing malach. He doesn't show up at that day for work. His Amri, people will say, malach he delesle. You know, today he has no work. He's idle. Upuk chazi, go out and check. Kamavat lon eker b'shuka. There are so many people who are out of work, especially now. So that this is not your. Now we begin the Mishnah of... Now, it's interesting. This Mishnah we're about to learn goes back to the first Mishnah in the Perek. The Mefarshim have a long discussion here why the Rabbi Yehuda Nasi took a detour and now came back to the first Mishnah again. Basically, what they're all going to say is that the detour is to analyze the halacha of makom sheyatza misham, makom shenichnas halach lisham, makom sheyatza mimenu, and so forth, and so on, the chumras of both. So the Mishnah now records the following. V'chachamim omrim. So the Vav here is in addition to the first Mishnah that we learned at the beginning. B'Yehuda hayu osim malacha ba'arvi p'soch marchatzos b'gol loya osim kol ikar. And the Chachamim record two different minhagim with regard to malacha on Erev Pesach. There's the minhag of Yehuda, and they only enjoin themselves from malacha at chatzos, that we said was mikra din, but as far as the morning is concerned, they did malacha. And in Galil, the entire day, the 14th of Nisan, from sunrise until sunset, they abstained from malacha. So that's minhag. Now the Mishnah goes on to discuss, what about the laila going into the 14th? And here the Mishnah records Machlokas Beisil Beit Shammai. Beit Shammai Osrim. Beit Shammai says Halayla is Osur. And Beisil Matirim Adan Eitzachama. Until sunrise, there's no Isur Malach. Now, the very fact that the language of Beisil Beit Shammai regarding the issue of Layla is couched in terms of Isur or Heter would seem to indicate that we're not dealing with minog, but we're dealing with Iser and Heter. And the Gemara immediately raises this question, Meikara Tana Minhaga. Clearly the beginning of the Perek, and now the Chachamim, as an embellishment of the beginning of the Perek, telling me about the different Minhagim in Yehud and Galil, this is all a matter of minog. But Lebasov Tana Isura, Beit Shammai says, Laila Beit Shammai Osrim. It sounds like we're talking about some Ikar Adin Isur. It's not just a minhag. Om Rabbi Yochanan lo kasha, ha Rabbi Meir v'ha Rabbi Yehuda. The first Mishnah, that the issue of Asiyas Melacha on Erev Pesach in the morning is totally a minhag, that's Rabbi Meir. But our Mishnah here is Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that the Isur Malacha doesn't depend upon Minot, it depends upon Isur. It's a real Isur. Again, we have Machlokes, whether we accept that Isur or not. Some say it's Mutter, and some say it's Asur, but it has nothing to do with Minot. It's a Machlokes about whether there's an Isur or not. This Sanya, Om Rabbi Yehuda, Bi Yehuda Yer Osur Malacha Be'Avi Shabbos Ad Chatzos, U'Begolil, Ein osim kol ikar. The whole day is considered like a yontif, the 14th, and the Iser malach encompasses the entire day, and it's not totally a minhag. Amalo Rabbi Meir, ma raya. Why are you quoting the Bnei Yehuda and Galil lekan, as if to say that they're arguing about an Isur? It's not an Isur at all. It's different minhagim. Elamakam shenagu lasos malacha osim. Those who accepted that minhag to abstain from malach in the morning of the 14th. I'm sorry, those who did not accept the minhag and they do malacha on the morning of the 14th, that's fine, osim. Makam shenagu shelo lasos ein osim. So midakama Rabbi Meir insists that it depends upon minhag, and the Tanakhama was quoted as a dissenting view. What was the machlokas here between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir? Michlal, Rabbi Yehuda must mean that if Rabbi Yehuda did not accept the basic premise of Rabbi Meir, Isura Kamar, he held that the issue of malach on Erev Pesach was a matter of Isur. And the Bnei Yehuda never accepted that Isur. They were of the opinion that's mutter. There's nothing inherent in the day of the 14th of Nisan that generates an Isur Malacha. And the Bnei Galil held that it was Asur. So now the Gemara says, you just quoted a Braisa that Rabbi Yehuda was matir for Bnei Yehuda to do Malach on Erev Pesach Ad Chatzos. V'chisovar, Rabbi Yehuda Arbas Ar Mutar Basiyas Malacha. You're allowed to engage in Malacha on the morning of the 14th. Vasanya. Now let me just give a quick introduction, a little bit of background for this Braisa that we're about to learn. And we are talking about the Iser of Chadash, which means that the new grains are prohibited until the Omer is brought on the 16th of Nisan. Now, if you want to plant before that time period, and it's not going to grow and it's not going to be harvested for a long time after the 16th and the Omer, then the Omer could be matir after Hashrosha. After Hashrosha means even if it's not ready to be harvested, but it's already rooted in the ground. And we're going to see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that that requires planting of 3 days, 72 hours before the 16th of Nisan. So that the 16th of Nisan will now be matir that which you planted and has already reached the stage of Ashrosha. And when it grows, it's Yashan, it's not Chadosh. So I know, Steve, you're from Chicago, so you probably know a lot more about Chadosh and Yashan than most people in America do. Because Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik, Zichron Levracha, in the Skokie Yeshiva already instituted that everything in the cafeteria in Skokie would be Yashan. And to this day, that is still, as far as I know, the minhag in Chicago.
Sure.
Am I right? I remember I got stuck in Chicago once, not because of a snowstorm in Chicago, because of a snowstorm on the East Coast. There were no flights going out to the East Coast. And a train was almost impossible. And they put me up, Rabbi Jerry Eisenberg put me up in the dorms in Skokie. I was there for 3 days, like a yeshiva bacha. And Baruch Hashem, all the food was yashan. So for me, that was a great boon. Anyway, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hamanakesh b'shloshasar v'nekra b'yado. What happened was that on the 13th of Nisan, this farmer was out in his fields, and he pulls out what he thinks is a blade of grass, and instead, what he ends up with his hand is an entire shibboleth, you know, a bulb of tvua with its roots. And now he wants to plant it, but he wants to make sure it'll be yashan. So shosla, he will plant it b'mokom atit, in a very soft area. Because if the ground is soft, then that speeds up the process of klitas hazera, such that when the 3 days pass, which means the 13th of Nisan, the 14th of Nisan, and the 15th of Nisan, by the time we get to the Omer on the 16th of Nisan, 3 days have passed, and it definitely reached the stage of Ashrosha, and therefore the Omer is matir and makes it into Yashan. But Ein Shloslin b'makom agarid, in a place where the ground is very tough, it's dry, arid, then it's not going to speed up the process of klitas hazera, and it won't be in the state of Ashrosha by the time the Omer is brought on the 16th. So that's the Braisa of Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara is Medayik. B'shloshas are in, b'arbas are low. Why did Rabbi Yehuda come up with this shloshas? Or why did he instruct him to plant this shibboleth on the 13th? He should have told him to plant it on the 14th. Why? 14, 15, and miktas hayom in the 16th. You don't need 3 full days of 72 hours. You just have to go into the third day. And if he would have planted on the 14th of Nisan, which is Erev Pesach, he would have the 14th, the 15th, and enough of the 16th to be a third day, and that should be Matir L'Chodesh. Why did he instruct the farmer to plant this Shasil and this Shiboles on the 13th? He should have said, plant it on the 14th if you like. And the answer is, B'Arbas or Lo, it means that Michti Shamini Leila Rav Yehuda D'Yomar Kol Arkova She'eno Koletes Shlosh Yomim Shuvena Koletes. If you don't plant it 3 days before the Omer, it won't achieve the state of Hashrosha before the Omer to be Matir. But Isal Kedaitach, you're telling me that our boss are Mutar Vasiyas Melacha, that you're allowed to do Melacha on the 14th. Is Lama Lishlosha, so why did he instruct him to plant on the 13th? Ha'ikar Basar, if he would have planted on the 14th, he's got 14, Chameshas or 15, Mikta Shisar, part of the 16th day, and we're going to apply the principle of Mikzas Hayom Kikulo. So Mikta's Yom Shisha Sar Benisan, until the Akrova of the Omer would give him a third day. You see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the 14th of Nisan is Aser Basias Malacha, even before Chatzos. And we just quoted a brisa that Rabbi Yehuda addressed the Bnei Yehuda, and he told them, your minhag is not to do Malacha on the morning of Erev Pesach. Go ahead with your minhag. I'm sorry, did I say not to do Malacha? I'm sorry. What I meant to say is, your minhag is to do Malacha on Erev Pesach in the morning. Go ahead with your minhag. Do your malach in the morning. If that be the case, why didn't he instruct the Bnei Yehuda when he pulled up this shasil from the ground? He should have told them to plant it on the 14th. He got 14, 15, and part of the 16th. Amar Rava Begolel Shadim. This brisa is recording a discussion between Rabbi Yehuda and the Bnei Golil. And the Bnei Golil accepted that the 14th of Nisan is Asur b'malacha, even in the morning, such that there was no option to tell him, the Bnei Golil, to plant on the 14th. So Gemara asks, Vayikra Laila. Certainly, the Laila going into the 14th is only a matter of minhag, even according to the Bnei Golil. They only accepted the minhag to abstain from halacha with daybreak on the 14th, but the night before they could have planted. And if they were planted the night before, that would again give them Mikzas Hayom of the 14th, and they have the full day of the 15th, plus Mikzas Hayom of the 16th when the Omer is brought, and that would have been great. Now we have Hashrosh after 3 days. Omer Rav Sheshes, Kibet Shammai, Rabbi Yehuda was standing on the shoulders of Beit Shammai. I don't know why, but he accepted Beit Shammai, or maybe he was talking to the students of Beit Shammai, and he said to them, plant on the 13th. There was no option to plant on the night of the 14th, because Beit Shammai has the minhag of Issa Malacha that begins with night of the 14th, meaning Halayla Holech Acharayom. Rav Ashi Omar Liolam Kibes Hillel, but Lefisha Ein Darkan Shabliyon Lenakish Belaila. He didn't want to instruct them to get involved in this whole process at night, because people don't go out in the nighttime when there's no light to do their farming. Ravina Omar Liolam BiYehuda. Let's go back to our original premise. He was talking to the Bnei Yehuda, and they never accepted the minhag. So why couldn't he instruct them to plant on the 14th in the morning? And the answer is, Behashrosha chad mixayom kula amrina, betray mixayom kukulo lo amrina. If he would have instructed them to plant on the 14th, we'd have to use a double mixasayom kukulo. Because if they're planting on the 14th itself, then you cannot say that the entire 24 hours of the 14th of Nisan is going to contribute to the Hashrosha. You're going to have to apply the principle of Mixas Hayom Kikulo. Then you have the entire 15th. On the 16th, at some point, they're going to bring the Omer. So there again, you're going to have to apply Mixas Hayom Kikulo. We don't apply twice at both ends, Mitzvah Sayom Kikula. Now we get to the Mishnah in the end, at the end of this Amud. Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol Malacha Shehischil Ba Kodem Arbasar, Gomra Bi Arbasar. Even in, let's say, a place like Galil, where they accepted the minhag to abstain from Malacha in the morning of the 14th, because we don't want a person to be so involved in Malacha that he won't have time to prepare his matzahs and his Korban Pesach and his Bir Chametz. But if he already started his Malacha before daybreak of the 14th, we're going to allow him to complete his Malacha. Avalo Yischil Babitchila, if he's beginning a brand new project, a new Malacha, then on the 14th, is then Afal Pishiyachul Gomra, even if he'll tell you that it's going to be a quick job, I'll produce whatever I have to produce, I'll manufacture, and it'll be done in a jiff, it nevertheless is also. Because the minhag is not to do Malacha on the 14th in the morning, if you're beginning a Malacha. If you've already started the Malacha before daybreak, that's a different story. Chachamim Omrim, this is a whole different discussion, that even if you accept a minhag not to do Malacha on Erev Pesach, however, there are three occupations that we have to allow that are urgent, and we'll allow them on Erev Pesach. Number one, Shlosh Omnios Osim Malacha Barvei Pesach and Chatzodei Leim Achayotim. In those days, they didn't have clothing stores the way we have it, which are manufactured, mass-produced with machinery and so forth. We needed the chayat to make the garments. And then there was saparim. We needed the barbers, because it's Erev Yom Tov. People at the last minute remember that they have to take a haircut. And kofsim, and we have to wash our clothes. So the launderers, they have to get involved in malacha, and we need them desperately. And that overrides the minhag of abstaining from Malacha. Rabbi Yossi, Barab Yehuda Omer, Af Ratz Anim. These are the shoemakers. And what they do is they tan the hides, and then from the leather they make shoes. And that's very important. We're going to allow them. The Gemara later on is going to explain the machlokas here between Chacham and Rabbi Yossi as to whether or not we should allow the Ratz Anim to do their Malacha of creating shoes on the morning of the 14th of Nisan Erev Pesach. Iboilahu. The Gemara now vacillates about Rabbi Meir. How do we understand Rabbi Meir? Litzorech hamoetnan, aval shalol litzorech hamoet afilu migmar namilo. In other words, when Rabbi Meir allowed for leniency, if you started the malacha before the 14th, maybe that leniency only applies for something that he needs for the moed. O dilma shalol litzorech hamoetnan. Meaning, even if he doesn't need it for the moed, Rabbi Meir would say it's awesome. Aval itzorech haschuli maschilan. Could be that Rabbi Meir would go as far as to be lenient in a case of litzorech hamoed, and he's going to allow you even to begin the malacha on the 14th. O dilma, or maybe we should say bein litzorech hamoed bein shelo litzorech migmar in aschule lo. Even if he's doing something for the sake of Yontif, we're not going to allow him to begin a new malacha. Again, in those places where they have the minhag to abstain from malacha. If he started his malacha beforehand, then we'll allow him to complete his malacha. Toshma, let's quote a brisa. We'll come to a conclusion about this suffix. And this brisa quotes Rabbi Meir. Avalo yaschil bitchila biarbasar afilu tziltzul katan afilu savcha ktana. Now, we're going to emphasize the word afilu here, but first let's identify tziltzul katan. Tziltzul katan is a small belt. I had that in Masechta Yoma. And svacha is a kind of a round hat that the women used to wear on their heads. It's almost like a netted covering. In any event, Rabbi Meir says you should not begin a melacha on the 14th, even if it's such a small, quick melacha, like creating a tzilzul katan or a svacha katan. So the Gemara analyzes. My afilu. What was the extra word here? Afilu. Lav. Afilu hainu dilitzorach hamoed. The Gemara didn't understand the way we presented it. Afilu, even if it's a small job and it doesn't preoccupy himself, it's not such a great tircha. Tick-tock, jiffy. In a jiffy, makes these belts and these hats. But what rather, these are belts and hats that we need for Yontif. And the Afilu tells me that he should not embark upon a malacha to manufacture something that he needs for the Moed on the 14th. Migmar in Askuli Lo, if he already began, that's a different story. But to initiate the manufacture, that's Osir. Michlal, and we derive from that that Shalol Tzarkov has no purpose enhancing his moed, is Migmar Nami, Lo Gamrinin. Even if he began, he could not complete. Lo, the Gemara rejects it. Liolam, Dishalol, Itzarach, Migmar Nami Gamrinin. You can complete a malach that you began, even if it's not for the purpose of moed. Umay Afilu, Afilu Hani Nami Dizutri Ninu, even those, these are small items that are easily manufactured in a short amount of time. Salkadait Gamino, I would have thought that Haskalosam Zuhi Gmar Malachtam, that we should consider it, even if he's beginning this manufacturing process, as if he was completing it, because to complete a malacha means it doesn't take you much time, you just have to do the makom patash. Here also, the entire malacha from A to Z is like a makom patash. Is naskabu nami, we're going to allow you to begin, lechatchila, on Erev Pesach, kamash malon. The Bryce wants to teach me that we will not allow beginning a malacha, even if it's letzorach hamoed, and even if it's something that's very, you know, that takes a very short amount of time. Toshma, let's try to resolve this suffix from another braisa.